Hey folks, hey superstars. Hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's 12:06 in the morning here, and I am still in Colombia, Medellin. And I'm live to answer your questions here, giving you the opportunity to pick my brain. And today was an outstanding day. Today was an amazing day. I got a lot of work done, made a lot of progress as well. And you know, it's a few reasons I do these rants. Of course, to help you. I'm a self-made millionaire, so I give people an opportunity to pick my brain. You can go live with me as well. But also to do this so you can see my personal consistency of what I'm building and what I'm constructing for my life and the people around me, the people close to me, my company, and the people I love most. Because, you know, many millionaires, when you get the opportunity to finally see them, you only see them when they're very successful, right? You don't see the growth period here. So these rants here, these podcasts, and the things that I'm doing, the things that I'm building in the next 5 to 10 years, I want you to be a part of that growth so you can understand the work ethic that I'm putting in, the commitment that I've made not only to myself, but I've made to you. Because I'm giving you an open platform to have a conversation with me, which means you can ask me anything, anything that you need to hear as it relates to how does a man, what does he do with $40 million? You know, how do millionaires live? What type of decisions do they make? And what do they think about most of the day? And what is their morning routine? So I'm here to answer those questions for you. And I'm here to do it for free. You don't have to pay me any money. You don't have to invest any money, but just invest your time. Because I'm here to help. I'm here to let you know that it's a possibility for you to become wealthy and rich. Why? Because it was a possibility for me too. I didn't grow up with much, but I did have the basic necessary resources, or not the resources, I'm sorry, the necessities my parents gave me in life to be able to survive. And I took what they have given me to create the empire that I have here today. Okay, so go ahead and comment your names here below. You see the red light. Maybe I'll do a red light special, but some of you are not ready for that, so I'm not sure. But if you're brand new, come with the number 7. If you would like to comment your name below, I would love to give you a shout out just to let you know that I hear you, I see you. I do look at the comment section, and I just want to make a contribution to you here, okay? So go ahead and comment your names here below. Let me say hi, and let's start with some questions here. Hey, Rachel, how are you? Brown skin. Good morning. Hey, Flex Beauty. Hey, Louise, how are you? Hey, Sarif, how are you? Ali Me, how are you? We have Dave as well. We have Progress Pets. We have Skyla. Andrea. Loretta, how are you? Performance Junkie. Rose Mary, how are you, Rosemary? We also have Sporty here. Hernis Tavega. Cole Palito. LaTanya is tuning in tonight. James, how are you, sir? Make sure you take notes as well. Always take notes. I do appreciate you guys sharing this out for me and tagging people, you know, tagging your friends. You know, I'm sure you're not the only person that wants to make more money and really begin to develop yourself. So share it to someone else that need it. Your children, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boo thing, whoever you think needs to hear this type of information to excel their life and their business and their opportunities that they're involved in, okay? I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. Nairobi, Kenya is in the house. Yeah, note takers or money makers. Oh, I like that. Note takers or money makers. Hey, Nikki Grapes, how are you? All right, so let's go ahead and start with the questions here. Go ahead and start posting your questions below. I'm looking below tonight as a Q&A. Which means you can pick my brain. If you don't know who I am, I am Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin, young black man from Houston, Texas. And I grew up pretty average, just like most of you. But over the years, over the decades, I became a multi-millionaire, self-made. I'm currently worth over $40 million. I am currently in the digital marketing space, the Forex space, stock market index funds, and now I'm playing with apps, app development. That's going to be fun, right? So let's just say I'm having a good time. But I'm a father as well of three lovely children. And, you know, life is good. Life is good. I'm blessed. I'm always grateful to God and grateful to the people who have made a decision to listen to me and take some of my advice as well and begin to apply it to their lives. So I'm grateful. Okay. Start up OnlyFans, bro. No. What do you think about financial services like mutual funds? I think very highly about them. As a matter of fact, I have millions and millions of dollars in index funds and mutual funds. And I do have a rant. You can search my Instagram page or go to my Spotify, my podcast, where I talk very specifically about mutual funds and index funds on how they can create incredible wealth without having a lot of money, right? It's much better, in my opinion, to put your money in the index fund than in a bank account because you don't make any interest. You don't make enough interest that makes it worth it. But mutual funds, index funds, they're probably the safest place to sit and park your money over time and to become financially stable. Even if you don't make millions of dollars with a business or a job, if you put money into a mutual fund, it will... You'll be very, very happy at the age of 60 or 65 if you start early. Okay. Next question for me here. Can I rap for you? Not tonight. Okay, great. I just got my life and annuities license. Much love, Brown Skin Ray. I'm very excited for you, Rachel. Thank you, Penn Singh. Should someone move out their parents' house after consistently making a certain amount or no, just take the step, leap of faith? It's up to you, man. I left my parents' house, what, maybe 20 years old? And I wasn't independently wealthy, but it was just time. So James, I, if you feel it's time, go ahead and make that move. What's next here? Questions. I have a question on DigiStore. I can't access it anymore with my password. Yeah, I'm not the owner of DigiStore, so I couldn't give you any advice or help on that. Next question here. Are you still doing Dogecoin or cryptocurrency space? I do have over $200,000 in crypto right now, but in Bitcoin, but I'm not focused on that. I'm not educated as it relates to Bitcoin, but my money just parked there. You know, if it does well, great. If it doesn't, great. Who cares? I'm just not willing to understand or learn Bitcoin. Don't really care. I'm sure a ton of people making a ton of money. That's great. But I would rather just stay within my core competency. And that's just internet marketing, to be honest with you. What's next? Next question's for me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Folks, how old are you? I'm 24 years old, obviously. AC Gunn, how are you? How many of you like when I do these rants? You know, I always ask the question. I just want to know if you are truly enjoying these rants. Like, if you want me to go live more, just let me know in the comments below. You know, let me know. You know, let me know what you want to hear. You know, I'm over here doing very well, and I want you to do well too, right? And I believe that some people do need a coach. Some people do acquire a mentor, and I'm here to be your virtual mentor, even though you haven't met me personally. You will, don't worry. Listen, everybody, all of you will meet me one day, I promise you. But for now, you know, just talk online. Let's have a candid conversation about you, your life, and your dreams and your desires. Thank you, Krista. Yeah, I got a ton of stories about my life as far as, you know, before I was rich. Many of you are aware I made my first million at 35 years old, right? So I have a ton of stories of struggle, pain, and taking risks, taking a leap of faith. It was tough, but it's worth it. Is it worth getting into drop shipping with Shopify? I believe so. I'm not doing Shopify. Actually, my son is, but absolutely. So I invited my friend the other night, and she was like, wow. She came the night of the question that changed your life. And the other night, and she was like, wow. She came to, oh, really? So you had a little girl party listening to Wesley Virgin? Listen, I think, and this is just my own assessment, I think women should have more girlfriend parties listening to me on the big screen TV. Just imagine. Just imagine if I had hundreds of millions of women around the world, when they have girls' night, their girls' night is educating themselves, listening to my information. Oh! I believe that I will manifest that. Girls' night will be girls' night with Wesley Virgin on the big screen. Because one thing about women that I love about them is that they like to learn. Kind of get an amen, ladies? Like, women love to learn. And they love to learn from a man that sounds or that can articulate himself or seems to be educated in the area that she's trying to learn or to extract information from. So, and unfortunately, there are not that many type of men out there on the planet, right? They don't exist. Not many of them. So, Girls Night with Wes, that should be a thing all around the world in every country, city, province around the world. Okay, I'm an advocate for that. And then every once in a while, I'll surprise the girls. Like I'll do a surprise. I'll show up at your girls' night, and I'll make a guest appearance like every month to some random location where they're having girls' night with Wes. Sounds good, huh? Hey, Alex, how are you? Hey, Wes. Question about 600-second meditation. Why is it important? Why is it important to be sitting? Can I lay in bed? You can, but the problem is if you're a brand new meditator, you have the tendency to fall asleep. So I recommend to sit in the chair first. Next question here. She was impressed. She's in Houston. I told her y'all would cross paths. That's awesome. Did you move out of your parents' house by choice? Absolutely. I'll tell you the stories why I moved out of my parents' house. Have I ever told the story? So, listen. No offense to my parents, but my father was a dictator, okay? As many of you are aware, my father is a pastor of a church. He's been in the ministry for a very, very long time. Which means is I lived in a very strict household. Shout out to all the PK kids. You know what I'm talking about. We could not do anything. We could go outside and play basketball, but going to the movies or hanging out with friends, like in their cars, yeah, that wasn't happening. We could barely go around the corner to my friend Brian's house to play basketball. Okay? So, over the years, and my dad was the dictator. Obviously, my mom was a sweetheart. My dad, he was tough, right? And I made a decision. And I remember, I'll never forget this. I was 18, 19 years old. And I'm having to talk with my dad. And he's like giving me this long speech. I hate these freaking speeches, right? Even till today, I just can't listen to someone for a very long time, especially if they're talking about nothing. And my dad was trying to, you know, parent me. I'm 18, 19 years old. He said, I don't want you to make any mistakes in life. And one day, you know what I said? I said, let me make mistakes. Let me make mistakes. Because you know how your parents are. I'm just trying to keep you from doing what I did when I was young. I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I did. I said, let me make them. And my dad was one of those fathers that he liked to whoop you and slap you and all that crap. So, but that time, I didn't give a fuck, right? I said, man, let me make mistakes. I had to stand up to him a little bit, right? And I remember one time I almost left. I said, you know, I'm out of here. And it was a gate. We have a gate on our door. Like, we have a gate and a door at my parents' house. And I'm trying to get out the gate, and my dad come behind me. Where are you going? You know, whatever. But I made a decision that I would join the military. I was just trying to find a way to get out, honestly. I swear to God. I said, you know what? I'm going to get out of my parents' house. I'm going to go to the military. I'm going to go to reserves, save us some money, get a car so I can get out. And that's what I did, you know? And I was eager to move. And I remember my brother, when it was time for us to move out, my brother did not want to go, and my dad kind of forced him out. Not me, I was ready to go. But my brother was not ready to leave. And me and him was, we got an apartment together, but he wasn't ready to go, but I was ready to go. And he was like, man, why I gotta go? And my dad was like, well, you're a man now, you gotta do this. So basically, he kinda guided my brother out of the house. Me, I was ready to go. Okay, I was ready to do what the fuck I wanted to do. I was ready to become a man. I was already a man, right? So I didn't care. And I was ready to get out of my household. So to answer your question, I wasn't forced out, but I just couldn't take it anymore, honestly. You know, authority figures, That's why I was destined to be an entrepreneur, because I just cannot have people tell me what to do. It's just impossible. And thankful to my dad for that. That's the reason why I cannot, and I would not tolerate any type of authority over me, period. You know, I don't break the law, things of that sort. I respect police officers, but, you know, telling me what to do and making me feel that I can't do it, oh, absolutely not. It's not going to happen. So it was a blessing and a curse. It was a curse because it was hell living in my father's house. It was tough. But it was a blessing because everything that he did instilled this fire in me, right? This resilience, this toughness in me. And you need that when you run a company. You need that when you're trying to change your life. You got to have that type of that aggression, that fucking dog. We call it the dog. My dad is so funny. He said, you know, virgins, you know, because my last name is Virgin. He says, what did he say? He said the virgin has the beast in them, the beast. And he said, you know, because, you know, we got two sides. You know, we're very nice, very kind men. But we do have a fucking beast, and it's real. And I know, because I have it, and I've seen it in myself. And my dad definitely had it. I mean, this guy was intimidating and very scary at times. And I have the same beast as well. He said, you got that beast in you. And I needed that beast as I built my companies and employed people. And I've done all the things I've done in life. So I'm thankful for my father for being so tough and so hard and sometimes just ridiculous at times. But as you can see, it worked out in my favor because I'm rich and wealthy. I'm a great father. I'm a great friend. I'm a great lover. You know, everything really worked out perfectly here. You know, it's so funny when in the Bible, and my dad would appreciate this if he was listening. You know what scripture my dad would always repeat? He would repeat in church when I used to go to church all the time. He said, if you train up a child in the way that he should go, he would not. How does it go? Train up a child in the way that he should go, and he would not. Someone help me, please. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and he would not. What's the end of it? He would not what? Someone help me in the comments below. Someone help me in the comments below. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Oh, there we go. Thanks, Terry. That's go. And he will not depart from it. Right? Train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and he will not depart from it. It's the truth. There are certain things instilled in me that my parents have instilled in me that I just can't depart from. I give example. Like, I could be a savage and vicious at times, but I'm a very nice person. I'm a very kind man, okay? Which means is I don't intentionally do wrong to people. I don't intentionally try to screw people over or make them feel less than or feel superior over people at all. Another thing is, my father, he used to always feed people every Sunday at his church, every Saturday. He would just feed people, right? He would get the food from a food bank, and he would feed the community every Sunday. I'll never forget this. And I do the same thing in Houston, Texas. You know, I feed the homeless under the bridge. So many things that my parents instilled in me, I did not depart from it. Make sense? Okay? So it kind of worked out in my favor, right? What's next? The way that he should go, and when he is old. There you go. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That is so true. Even with my children now. I've seen it in my, you know, in the beginning of your child's life, they don't want to listen to nothing. They don't want to listen to you at all, right? They think you don't understand them at all. But as they get older, and I've seen this with my children, all the lessons, all the advice, and all the long talks that I gave them, they have taken heed to it, and they're applying it, and they're changing, and they're so mature, and I just love it. Like my son, man, so proud of him. He got a job. He has a Shopify business that he's working on. He's listening to 48 Laws of Power in his car almost every day. He's reading books. Before, I couldn't get my son to read any books. You know, my daughter, De'Asia, she's so mature. I mean, she is exceptional. She's in nursing school. She's very responsible. I don't have to worry about her doing things. You know, I don't have to, you know how sometimes your children, you have to worry about them to make sure they're going to make the right decision? Not with De'Asia. She's so mature for her age, so responsible. She's a woman now. I mean, she's a leader within her own. She's a D1 cheerleader. I mean, come on. And then I have Denai, of course. Denai is 16 years old, and, you know, she's evolving to an incredible woman. You know, she's number one in track in her school. Just the other day, she hit first place in every event. I mean, that's insane, right? I mean, she just so responsive, take care of her sisters, and, you know, she's just maturing as well. So I'm very proud of what I have done as it relates to training and parenting my children, okay? I'm very proud of myself, honestly. What's next? The next question for me. My phone may die again. Plug it in. Plug it up. What's next here? Next question for me, folks. Talk to me. Questions for me. How can I get more seller lead, please? Run ads. Are you running ads, brown skin? According to the 48 Laws of Power, isolation exposes you to more dangers than protects you. It cuts you off. Do you agree? I don't agree, actually. Listen, with the book 48 Laws of Power, I don't agree with every law in the book. Some laws, in my opinion, are applicable and they are usable. But as far as the isolation, to isolate yourself from the world, I think is important. I don't see any downfall to it, so I'm not sure what Robert Greene was referring to. Why he think it exposes you to dangers than it protects you from. And honestly, I don't isolate myself because I'm trying to run away or trying to protect myself from anything. If I'm protecting anything, I'm protecting my mind. Because I understand the level of influence that people can have on you when you start to entertain different type of people. So I would rather spend most of my time by myself. If I want to have fun, if I want to go out into the world, if I want to go out into the matrix, I do, right? The chaos, then I come back where it's cool, where it's calm and collective, okay? Is your biological children a boy and girl or two boys? Yeah, my biological children is a boy and a girl. That's David and Deasia. Denai, she's not my biological, but I've known her ever since she was a little bitty girl. And, you know, listen, you know, it's a decision you make, right? You know, unfortunately, she has a father, but, you know, he's not doing the best job, in my opinion, unfortunately. So, I've made a decision to play that father role in her life because it's just devastating, especially as a little girl, not to have your father in your life, especially if you know your father. Like, you know your father and he's still, it's not in your life. That's devastating to a young lady, right? Because she's always asking, like, why? Like, why is this man, why does he want to be involved in my life here? So, you know, I play that role for her. Been playing that role for a very long time. We're very close. We're actually getting closer over the years. And we have developed a bond. That's my baby girl. She know the deal. If she's listening, she's probably smiling right now. I love her to life. But yeah, just to answer your question, I have two biological children, of course. But I do want more. Okay. What's next? Shahida, how are you? Yeah, I have to disagree with you about someone. Many people hide their issues. Being alone is not good for them. Yeah, Curtis, I have to respectfully disagree with you. Let me tell you why. So, you know, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, people that don't like being alone is because they don't want to face their own internal issues. Because listen, when you're by yourself, you're not distracted by conversation. You're not distracted about other people. So when you're by yourself, you start to think about everything. Like the voices in your head get louder. So it's things you got to do, things you haven't done, where you are in life. Have you been to the gym? Are you fat? You overweight? You ill? Like all these thoughts. Your bank account. You know, you think about a lot of stuff. And I think that people, they don't want to think about those things. That's why people, in my opinion, drink or smoke, because they want to put a Band-Aid over the pain that they can't tolerate. But listen, you got to eventually, if you want to increase your quality of life, you have to deal with it. You know, all those thoughts, and you got to learn how to manage those thoughts. And then you have to learn how to really enjoy your time. Like, I think isolation or just being by yourself is okay, because you have to learn how to, like, really, truly love yourself. And how do you learn to love yourself if you never spend time with yourself? Think about it. Like, how do you do that? If you never spend time with yourself, watch a movie by yourself, you know, talk to yourself a little bit, have dinner with yourself. I mean, it's you. And if you don't enjoy your time, then why would somebody else? When you decide to get in a relationship. Make sense? Like, if you don't like yourself, if you don't like being by yourself, alone with yourself, why would anybody else want to be with you as well? Does that make sense? How is it in Colombia? It's tough dating here in America. The women here don't want to work as a team. I wouldn't say that, Ricky. Listen, Ricky, I wouldn't generalize and make a statement like that to say U.S. women are, you know, I get it. Some of you say, oh, U.S. women are hard. They're tough and they're gold diggers. They don't want to be a team. Listen, in my opinion, and men, no offense to you, I believe that the way that women are, which some women are just more masculine, is because men have failed to play the masculine role. You know, they just kind of weaker. They're kind of soft individuals, unfortunately. And I think women can attest to that. Like, men don't make decisions anymore. They're not decisive. They don't know how to communicate. They have so many different vices and so many issues. They're not financially astute. And so women, like, I said, fuck it. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to learn how to run a business myself. I'm going to learn how to take care of myself. So I don't think it's not because women don't want to work as a team. women are just extremely intelligent. They have evolved over time. And unfortunately, men haven't caught up. You know, men are still kind of behind as it relates to being a bit more intellectual, emotionally intelligent. And so men are just behind. So, and unfortunately, women don't have a huge pool to select from. So it's not that they don't want to work with you as a team, of course. But women, they're not fools. They're not going to deal with a man that's not financially responsible, and they're not going to deal with a man that can't control his emotions. You know, some women, they're not going to deal with a man that just want to argue and bitch and complain. They don't want to deal with a man that's just so insecure about everything, you know. You know, the man that wants to call the woman every second, hey, where you at, where you at, where you at? And all he's doing is just projecting what he's doing behind closed doors, right? So, you know, women just, they're fed up. And they're kind of fed up with it, honestly. So I would say to all of you men, learn and begin to develop yourself as a man. All right, work on yourself, repudiate women, and really just work on yourself here. Most men only do stuff for women. What? That doesn't even make sense. What do you mean most men only do stuff for women? See, Curtis, that doesn't even make sense, what you just wrote. Men are lazy. I agree. Not all men, but some are. Can you pay for... Oh, God. What's next? Give me a second, let me delete this. Delete this asshole here. Alright, he's gone. Alright, what's next, folks? More questions for me here. What is your take about destiny? What do you mean, what is my take? Let me see here. Wesley, what email automation tool do you use? Synlane, AWeber. Yeah, Synlane, AWeber. Most men do stuff to impress women. If women were not impressed, men would not do most things. I wouldn't say all men do things to impress women, you know. And honestly, it's not that difficult to impress a woman, honestly. You know, and then maybe if I want to be very honest with you and candid, women, they're not difficult to impress. Let me tell you why. Listen, if you can communicate well with a woman, she's impressed. If you can hold a deeper conversation, she's impressed. It's not all right. It's not about your cars and, you know, of course, women like nice cars. Everybody like nice cars. Big houses, cool. A guy that got a little money. Okay, great. But that doesn't necessarily impress her, right? Because there's a lot of guys that got nice cars. A lot of guys that got big houses. A lot of guys that got jewelry. Whatever, right? It's other things that impress women. Like I said before, a man that can articulate himself. A man that has emotional management skills. A man that can listen. Correct me if I'm wrong, women. Like, just a man that can shut up and listen to a woman. That's very impressive. A man that doesn't talk about himself all the time. Very impressive to women. And just look in the comments below. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But just, you can just hear or see the comments of women below here. So what you think impresses women is just untrue. Yes, she likes nice things. But that doesn't necessarily just impress her. You know, if you're talking about yourself and how you're so rich and how you can do this and how you can do that, okay, great. Who cares? I mean, there's so many men that are like that. It just, she don't care. Right? She's impressed about a man that can be faithful. She's impressed about a man that actually thinks about her when she's not around her. I'm telling you. It's just the truth. And she's impressed because a lot of men are not like this. Wesley, there's an error on the app. No, the app is not ready, man. I already said that thousands of times. Pay attention. What is the best way to stay focused doing meditation? Yeah, just focus on the breathing. Butterfly, just focus on your breathing when you're meditating, okay? What's next? Next question. What was the other one? Aweber. Biz Rep Aweber. Does the devil want me? Oh, God. Would you please talk about what is the Kundalini experience? Yeah, the Kundalini experience is basically like the body having an orgasm. It's coming like, it's just, you know, if you meditate long enough, you'll be able to feel this. The best way I can describe it, it's just like having an orgasm within your body itself, okay? It feels very, very good. You become very disconnected from reality, and it feels perfect. I already understand that, James. Stop giving me the same response. I'm well aware of what's going on with the app, okay? How to overcome the fear of criticism?
Listen, whenever you want to get over something, think about the pain and pleasure. Like, as people, we only do things to avoid pain or to gain pleasure. So if you're afraid of other people talking about you, so which pain is more relevant or more intense? The pain of somebody talking about, or the pain of you staying exactly how you are today? Okay? Like, just imagine the pain of just not doing anything because you're afraid of what people will say. Right? You'll be exactly who you are in 10 years. To me, that's scary. So I would say, you know, fuck criticism. You just go for it.
How does a millionaire behave in public? I behave well. I mean, I just do what I want to do, honestly. So when you say behave, act, I don't know. I do my thing. I do what I do. And I do whatever I want to do. Hey, Margaret, how are you? Next question for me. Look at the red light there. Look at the red light. Yeah. You like a human. Okay. How's Colombia versus America? I love Colombia. The food is better, obviously. It's very calm, very relaxing. And it's great because I don't speak Spanish yet, so can't conversate with anyone. No one to talk to, aside from myself.
Wes, you use Aweber?
Yeah.
What do I think of Active Campaign? I never used it, but I mean, ESP is an ESP, you know. No big deal.
Do you sleep in light or in the dark? I sleep in the dark. Do you invest in crypto? No. Daniela, how are you? Will you ever learn Spanish? I'm learning Spanish right now. Hola. Uno, dos, tres. What is the best time of the day to meditate? In the morning and right before bed. Congratulations on your app. It's awesome. Thank you. Gracias. 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 And folks, don't download it yet because we're making some changes, so you're going to get a bunch of errors right now. Like I said before, we're in beta test.
How do you deal with Jewish payment processors not wanting to pay the reserve? I'm not sure. I have nothing to... I don't know what you're talking about. Do you have a translator in Colombia? No. My assistant, she speaks pretty good English. She's still working on it, but... No, but I would rather just speak Spanish. It forces me... Like, I just did... I ordered a Rappi, which is synonymous to DoorDash in the States. And, like, at night, everybody speaks Spanish. The driver speaks Spanish. The security guard speaks Spanish. So, I have to fake it till I make it. But I got my food, I'll tell you that. Hey, Brianna, how are you? And it was delicious. What's the first thing you would do to create a passive income? Create a product or a service and add auto-recurring to it. That's what I would do personally. Rebills. Wes, what's your future predictions on the app Dreamer is? Yeah, I'll tell you. So many of you don't know what Dreamer is. Dreamer is my new app, which uses music technology and advanced AI technology to basically condition your mind using music that you produce yourself, that the lyrics are nothing but your dreams, and it will strip out limiting beliefs and begin to install the beliefs that you want, which would allow you to take the necessary action to get what you want. My prediction, the first month, we should sign up about 100,000 people. We have marketing techniques and everything that we're going to do to be able to do that. So that'll be about, what, $700,000, maybe $800,000. The first month, which will be in April. In 90 days, we should have over 1 million users. And like I said, I'm being very optimistic, you know. Maybe, I don't know, but that's just what I'm shooting for. 1 million, that'll put me at maybe $10 million a month in revenue. And by the end of the year, the company... At the end of the year, the company should be close. No, I'm not sure. You know, maybe $30, $40 million. But we'll see. We'll see. But those are my predictions. We're just getting a lot of great feedback, and we're using, or I'm, you know, many of you do know I'm a marketing genius, so I will be sprinkling my sauce on the marketing to ensure it goes viral in a way that I don't have to spend too much money on organic, on paid marketing. What happens if the app exceeds your expectations? Then I would just celebrate more. That's a good thing, my guy. Do you use ClickFunnels? I do. What do you think of fast food, Wes? You said need it. Wes, look how clear you speak. It's crazy you talk about that a lot. Be clear about what you want. Yeah, folks, I mean, listen, I am not new to this. I'm true to this. So everything that I share and teach you, I do on a daily basis here. So the path that I've carved out for myself and for my children and for my girl and for, you know, the people that are close to me, I'm very clear about it. Even my company and business part, like, I'm very clear on the vision for my business, for my life, in every aspect. Right? Very clear about that. Wesley, you are a genius. You think so? Tell that to my teacher in high school, Miss Houston. No, not Miss Houston. Miss, I can't remember her name. I made 2 songs today. Much love, Curtis. Let me ask you guys a question. How many of you have access to the app already? Like, I know some of you are still using BrainTune, but BrainTune will be discontinued, and BrainTune is basically DreamRisk, but we're making changes in the database on the back end because we decided to change the name. But when you change the name, you have to make a bunch of changes from the database standpoint. That's why if you download DreamRisk, it doesn't work properly. But how many of you are using BrainTune up, and how many of you are creating several songs? How many songs have you guys created? Just put your number below. I've had one lady, she created over 14 songs. I think that was Flex Beauty. I was like, wow. So let me know how many songs on average you're creating in the past couple of weeks here.
Two songs. Wow, Angie, 13. Wow! Flex Burt Beauty, 33 songs? Jeez! I want to hear your songs, Flex Beauty. It's three songs for your, in the app. 12 songs. And listen, you know, to get benefit, make sure you're creating songs that's relatable in three areas. Your health, like if you want to be a healthy person, if you want to eliminate all illnesses from your body and have a banging body, and make sure you create one for your finances, of course. And if you're lonely, if you don't have a lover, a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, you can do one for that as well. It works for all those three areas of your life here. But I'm excited that you guys are creating so many songs here. And we plan to have competitions in the app. It's going to be fun. It's going to be very fun. It's going to take us about 3 months to have every feature that we want in the app, but we're going to have competitions. We're going to have a social piece to it as well. How people can view other people's songs, kind of similar to TikTok, but not TikTok, which means is you're going to be able to scroll and listen to other people's songs and you'll be able to rate it. That's going to be cool, right? And maybe even comment it as well. So you get ideas. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. And then, obviously, the more you listen to the song, the faster you program the mind. And we have an indicator in the app that would tell you when your brain has been programmed properly. Man, that's cool, is it not? It'll tell you, the app itself will let you know when your brain, when you have hit mastery as it relates to those beliefs that you're working to install in the mind. So it's no guesswork. Oh, you like the download ability? Yeah. So just to let you guys know, we're gonna stop that. You're not gonna be able to download the songs anymore in the new version. And let me tell you why, because we want people to be in the app to play the song. It's important because let me tell you why. If you download the app outside your phone, you may forget to play it on a daily basis. The app itself is going to track you, almost like, you know, the iWatch track your steps. So we're going to track you to make sure that you're playing the song so you can get your result. And to do that, you need to be in the app. You still will be able to share it with other people, of course, friends, and you can create songs for your friends, for your mom, for your parents, for your children, but they're going to have to download the app and play it in the app in the future. Because we've got to hold you accountable. That's what's important. What if you could pay to download? Yeah, we may have a feature. I mean, we're definitely going to have a ton of in-pay purchases. So we may have a feature where you can download the song for $10. Every song you want to download, you have to pay maybe $10. Not sure what we're going to do. So we're still thinking on how we're going to do it. But for right now, everything's going to be within the app. It's kind of similar to iTunes. Like, you have to listen to the music in the app. You can't download it to your phone outside the app. You have to play iTunes or any song within the iPhone app. Well, what's next? Oh. What's next here, folks? What is the biggest investment loss you ever had? $200,000. Would it be automatically repeatable? Yep, we have already installed that. Like I said, guys, give me feedback on the app. Like, DM me, comment below, because we're going to make this app just absolutely just powerful, right?
So we did install a feature where you can repeat it. We did fix the part about if your phone cuts off or if your phone goes to the lock screen, it will continue to play in the new version. Does that make sense? So that means we have many people that play the audio when they sleep, which is smart. So if your phone goes to sleep or the lock screen, it's going to continue to play even in the background. Yeah, it's going to be a game changer. I mean, honestly, people, it's going to be millions of testimonies on the internet after 30 to 60 to 90 days. It's going to be a ton of testimonies of people just manifesting things, you know, getting rid of their stress. It's just going to be powerful. I just can't wait. I already see it. It's just going to be insane. And I'm blessed and I'm thankful and grateful that I have really good people and I have a great team, man. I'm so blessed. I have a great team that's working on this. What's next here? Next question for me. Questions. Any more questions? What's the name of the app? The name of the app is called Dream Riz. www.dreamriz.com. Just go to my bio on my Instagram account, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin, and you'll see access to it. But like I said, not right now. As of today, it is not working properly because we're doing updates. We're still in beta, and what is March 18th, March 12th, March 15th today. How do brain neural links work? Not sure, man. Next question here. How exactly does the app work? Like, how does it read your brain? Okay. So let me explain how the app works. I explained it two nights ago, but let me explain it again, okay? You can always go to the dreamriz.com site. I explained it there as well. Listen, one thing that's very common amongst people is music. Comment below if you listen to music, right? Everybody does. People love music, okay? But one thing about music, which you're not aware of, the science behind it, music is extremely addictive because what music does, it triggers dopamine signals in the brain, which allows you to feel good instantly. Only music can do this. Like, talking can't do it like music can. Music is powerful. It can calm you down. It can excite you. It can turn you on. It can make you sad, make you feel in love. It can trigger your emotions very quickly here because of the frequency and vibration. And if you ever notice, if you listen to a song, if you listen to it enough or so many times, you begin to repeat the words, right? You start to sing the song, even though you never practiced the song. So that tells us that if I listen to a song that I like over and over again, I will remember it. It will be hardwired into the mind. How do I know this is true? Like, if I ask you to say your ABCs, you can say it, even though you haven't said it in a very long time. So the question is, how am I able to remember the alphabet, even though I haven't said it since grade school? Because it's hardwired into the unconscious part of your mind. What music does, it slows the mind and the brain down. It makes the brain very malleable. When the brain is malleable, like it's like plastic, very soft, you can install beliefs, right? You can just install anything, honestly. Anything that you're listening to while your brain is in that state, it's almost like a very high meditative state or a state of gamma, which is a frequency as well. And when you're in gamma, man, I mean, gamma is usually when people are having sex, but It's a very heightened state of, you know, suggestions. You can say anything, and it's in the mind. It is there deeply. So what we have done with AI technology, we have allowed you to produce your own song, and instead of listening to lyrics of other people, it's your lyrics about your goals and dreams. You'll be able to, in the future, choose a mood, all types of mood. You can choose your genre of music. Say if you like R&B, hip-hop, well, that's the type of music I'm going to play. You can use different voices. You can use, I'm even going to have my voice in there, or even your voice when you listen to it as well. So it's a complete experience of music that you just play. You don't have to do anything. I just play it and listen to it. And your brain will automatically, because that's just how the unconscious or the automatic nervous system works, it's going to automatically do what's necessary for you to achieve the dreams and goals. Does that make sense? Did I explain that well? I just downloaded it. Yeah, I know you guys did. I wish you would wait because it's not ready yet, but I get it. You guys are impatient. Yeah, so basically what it does is, like music itself, it puts you in a very malleable trance. You're in a trance where you listen to music. You're not thinking about anything aside from the music. That's why people listen to it, right? So, but imagine hearing your goals and dreams. And the great thing about the script, the technology in the background, it creates it in a way that it almost creates a storyline, and it's talking in the present moment. So your brain feels that you're actually achieving these results and goals, right? It's powerful. And then we have another feature that's called a generational feature. Like we have Gen Zs, we have millennials, we have baby boomers, and we have Generation X and Y. So based off your age or when you were born, the script or the song that it produces is going to be relatable to you in your generation, which means it's going to use the words that you use. Like different generations use different type of language, right? And it's going to resonate, and even the script or the song it creates is going to be very, very close-knitted with your generation. Does that make sense? It's very powerful. I mean, AI is insane right now. So we're excited about that. And yes, it's only iPhone, okay? Only iPhone. Yeah, did that make perfect sense? Do you write your own copy? Yeah, of course I do. I have a copywriter as well, though. Does that make sense, everyone? Does everybody understand how the app works? That's how we know it's going to work, because it works with music. Like music, if I sing a Usher Raymond song right now, you know, you guys are going to know if I say, Jesus Christ, so many of you know that song. Right, immediately he was like, oh yeah, that's my jam. You know, you ever heard people say, oh, that's my song? Yeah, because it's how it makes them feel, right? And so when something feels good, to translate this neurologically, is the dopamine centers in the brain are activated. It's the feel good hormone in the body. So once they get activated, anything you listen to, it is hardwired in the mind. That's why you're able to listen and repeat all the Usher songs and all the songs that you listen to. You just can sing them without even thinking. It's powerful, right? Please don't sing. What? Hold on. Come on, Curtis. Give your boy a Grammy. You know I sung, you know, I'ma sing another song. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tighter all through the night. Girl, relax. Let's go slow. I got nowhere to go. Listen, That's Boys to Men. I haven't sung that song in decades. Now, how am I able to partially remember that? I know what you guys thinking. I should have been a singer. I know. I'm going to stick to digital marketing, though. You said your voice would be added later. Yeah, so I believe, because many people love my voice, especially the people who have purchased the Genie script over the years. They say, Wes, I love your voice, just how you speak, and just love your tonality. So I've made a decision that I will be uploading, but there may be a paid feature. I'm not sure. I think you're going to have to pay for my voice. If you want my voice, there may be a paid. But don't worry, it's going to be like $7 a month. It's going to be cheap, right? Very inexpensive. But yeah, but my voice will be included as one of the voices within the app. thank you for the love. Rat voice? Wow, that's just wrong. I love it. How did you get good at copywriting? Reading books and I remember you mentioned John Benson. Yeah, absolutely. What do you use your copywriter for? Yeah, he writes all the copy now for all the different products that we have. You know, believe it or not, I really can sing. Trust me. I'm just not singing tonight, but I used to have a singing group when I was in high school. By the way, it was called JTW, Joshua, Tony, and Wesley, which were my best friends years ago. So don't get it twisted. I can sing if I want to. Do you believe me? Your voice sounds like a radio show host. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, I've learned how to, you know, funny thing. I don't think I've never told the story before, but before I spoke this way, I remember I was given a hard drive that had 80 gigabytes of information on it. It was self-development audio, but one of the audios was a voice coach. It was a guy that would, I forgot his name, honestly, but he teaches you how to use words, how to pronounce them properly, how to use language to make it more influential, and I will listen to him all the time. I can't remember the guy's name, but it was really good stuff, and I would listen to that man over and over again. And this is the reason why I have different dialects. I can talk. I can change my tonality, my voice inflection at any given time, depending on what I want to do. Yes, yeah, so this girl needs some girls' night with you singing some. Absolutely. Did you watch Mea Culpa? No. I heard it was terrible. What'd you guys think about the movie Mea Culpa? Should I watch it? I heard it was terrible, so I didn't watch it. Did you used to sing in a choir at church? The Sunshine Band. I was in the Sunshine Band. Okay. Only church goers know what I'm talking about. What does the red light do for you? It's like red light therapy. Like, this is my red light therapy machine right there. But, you know, I believe the science is the color red invokes like melatonin. It just begins to relax the body. But, yeah, I like red. It's just relaxing. The movie was good. So you guys, did everybody, was the movie good? Hey, Michelle, how are you? So should I watch Mea Culpa? I haven't watched it, but can you speak African English? I'm not sure what that is. Absolutely. Yeah, being able to modulate your voice gives you more control on how to influence people. It's so true. It's so true. I have a program by the name of Mass Control, and I teach people what I do and how to influence people. It's very easy, honestly. Like, once you really understand this stuff, and it's very easy to have control over people, okay? Very easy to get them listening to you and really just engage in your words. You know, getting them to go in whatever direction you want them to go in, honestly, just by using your voice. Because just the key is to put them in a trance like you are right now. Very powerful. But I'm very responsible with the power, right? I'm not out here being a savage, of course. When will you take all the women on this rant to a karaoke night, then ask us to drink to a stupor? What? You guys want to have a karaoke night? Wes, do you talk to other guys in direct response space? Or are you a very tight-looped and don't talk to many? Yeah, so actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't have, like, a circle. You know, so many internet marketers, business people, they have their circle, you know, the people that they hang with. I don't hang with anyone. I hang with myself. So, yeah, I'm not in any groups, any masterminds. I don't have, like, you know, all these hanging out with these rich people. I don't think it's necessary. I would like to suggest that you one day find those personal development. Actually, I have them, Lucas. But I'm not sure if I can make them available because they're not mine, so. What's next here? Questions here. What's the ban of this software? The band? What? Do you not think being around like-minded people will help motivate and strengthen your minds? Man, my mind is already strong, my brother. Mea culpa. So I had two people say that Mea culpa was good. I just don't want to waste my time and watch it, and it sucked. My time is valuable. Is it bad to be flashy as a millionaire? Define flashy. Is Mea culpa a kind of chicken? No, they're talking about a movie that Tyler Perry created. When are you coming to Vegas? When you invite me, Michelle? Where's my invite? Where's my invite? Not sure. The West of the Click. We have to make a handshake that ends with throwing up a W. I agree, Jamar. I agree. You know, maybe I'll be in Vegas next year with the affiliate summit. I didn't go this year. It's been too busy, but next year maybe I'll be there as well. Let's go. What's next here, folks? Any more questions? Hey, did you get value here tonight? I'm glad we spent some time together. Do you folks enjoy spending time with me? I love spending time with you. Sure. And let me make a promise. And I quote, it doesn't matter how rich and how successful and how significant I become on the planet, I will always do the rants. And if I don't, check me. If you see me out in public and say, man, you're not doing the rants. You're a billionaire. You're not even doing these rants, man. What's up? I'm like, damn, you got me. But honestly, I would like to continue to do these. I like doing them, honestly. It doesn't matter how many people listen. It's just, I like doing it, honestly. It's fun.
Oh, I got a new follower. Let's go. Yeah, much love, everyone. I love you all. Keep fighting for what's yours. Keep fighting for the dream. Okay? All right, folks, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love.
Hey, if you don't mind, hey, can you do me a favor? Just, if you can do it, great. If you can't do it, it's okay. I'm going to post this. Can you come back and just leave a comment under the video? Just leave a positive comment. If you have a positive comment to leave, it just helped me get more people to watch it, I'll be honest with you, to listen to it. So if you don't mind, I'm going to post this. Come back to the video and just leave a positive comment on what you learned, if it was good, if you loved it. And if you didn't love it, just don't leave a comment. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love, and let's go.